This is Al Simpson. The Reagan-Gorbachev summit is now history, but our work has only just begun. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in just a minute. Ted, Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev has now had his first U.S. experience. I'm certain it was as fascinating for him as it was for us. Wednesday morning, Gorbachev met with a leadership group of U.S. congressmen. I was fortunate to be included. During that meeting, Gorbachev declared that his policies of glasnost and perestroika have set his country on an irreversible course. During his visit, we aired all the issues of greatest importance: Soviet human rights policies, immigration, the occupation of Afghanistan, the presence of Soviet advisors in Nicaragua and Africa. And yet, whenever we discuss arms control with the Soviet Union, we must always confront the Kremlin's continued violation of previous agreements. It's a full plate indeed, Ted. Did we resolve any of those issues? Not a one. But give credit to President Reagan for opening the dialogue. Can you take some time out from your partisan arm wrestling to make a thoughtful acknowledgement of that, Ted?
Al, I do give President Reagan credit. It's easy to judge how successful the summit has been because of the howls of outrage emanating from your radical right friends over the INF Treaty. They never thought they'd see the day when Ronald Reagan signed a nuclear arms agreement with the evil empire. I was able to play a small part last year, Al, in putting the summit on track. General Secretary Gorbachev used a meeting I had with him in Moscow to send a message to the White House that he was ready to reach agreement on INF missiles without linkage to Star Wars or anything else. We still have vast differences with the Russians, Al. The INF Treaty is only a small step, and we have many large steps ahead. But the long Reagan Cold War now seems to be over. At last, we're moving in the right direction, not the far right direction. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Judge Anthony Kennedy's nomination to the Supreme Court. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.